trapped inside the mall and they couldn't think of anything they could try to sort out with the big man in charge. And he talked about dimension times and how they had been ripped up of their very own town, the one they loved. But soon enough they thought about how they were just kids and how their parents would be mad if they didn't come back. It was some sort of holiday, the kind you dress up for and sit around a table and wish you could throw your fork at your stepdad. And she said, no one really matters to me and you're all I care about. And if we stick together like fingers on a fucking hand, we could make it big time in the city where my real dad's from. You could be a model, or you could even write some songs. He said, I sold some stuff to a couple of punks and I made enough to pay your debts. Made some cash on the side so we could get the fuck out, she said. I'll make you realize that there are people out there and they all somehow make it through life, though they are uglier than you are. Now go home so you won't have to tell your folks that you've been caught by some stupid cop with a girl from out of town. But by the time the manager said it wasn't such a big deal and the boy looked really cute indeed, though she seemed a little weird, he chickened out and said he'd rather at least spend the night home, get some rest and pack his stuff. She said goodbye, he said, I will miss you in the fall, in the winter, in the spring, in the daytime at school, in the nighttime when I sing about you, baby.